Thank you. I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment as president of this conference, and I offer you the full support of my delegation. I would also like to thank you for your leadership over the past year and for convening the informal preparatory meetings. Madam President, Ireland attaches great importance to Protocol 5 and its full implementation. We are committed to its universalisation, increasing the rate and quality of national reporting, and promoting the work of Protocol 5 on key issues such as survey, clearance, recording, retention and transmission of information, and cooperation and assistance measures, particularly with regard to assisting victims of URW. We also believe that a renewed focus on the value and implementing the best practices provisions set out in the technical annex could help strengthen the work of this protocol. President, Ireland welcomes the focus on the clearance of ERWs in urban contexts during the meeting of experts earlier this year and was happy to provide a moderator for this discussion. Urban contamination through ERW constitutes not only a direct threat to the life and health of civilians, but also impacts negatively on post-conflict reconstruction and the long-term socio-economic development of concerned regions and states. Today, armed conflicts are increasingly being fought in urban areas, and therefore my delegation would like to build on this year's panel discussion at the meeting of experts and would welcome a greater focus on the challenges imposed by the need to clear URW and protect civilians in complex urban environments. Madam President, Ireland attaches great importance to national reporting, which contributes to transparency in building confidence on national implementation and facilitates international cooperation and assistance. Timely and accurate information sharing regarding the use of explosive ordnance during armed conflict can facilitate more targeted and precise clearance operations. This will result in a more efficient use of scarce clearance resources and a reduction in the impact of ERW on civilian populations. Ireland was pleased to contribute to the Protocol 5 informal meeting of experts in 2018, in which we briefed on possible approaches to recording the use of explosive weapons under Article 4. It is important to acknowledge that there continues to be practical difficulties in the full implementation of Article 4 at various levels of national responsibility, and Ireland is willing to work together with other states' parties in order to develop more effective approaches to recording under Article 4. Madam President, additional efforts to further strengthen the work of the protocol could include a greater focus on victim assistance, and in particular on the implementation of the Plan of Action on Victim Assistance. In this regard, it is important to recognise that Protocol 5 is complemented by a range of treaties and conventions and does not work in a vacuum. We look forward to working together with all high contracting parties to further advance the effective implementation of all provisions of Protocol 5. Madam President, a full version of our statement will be made available online. I thank you.